what an inspiration. Like I said, to me, it blessed me just my socks off. And obviously I have a history with Ryan. We actually did some stuff a few years ago, goofed around, did a little vanpool karaoke with some friends, and it was really terrific. Just getting to know him. And then we did a concert actually just across the street in Summit Avenue, 1142. It was a great show. But yeah, talk about Ryan, just the inspiration for help and, you know, where you were. Talk about your school and because you went to some music school in Nashville or something.
Yeah, so my senior year, spring semester, I went down to Nashville, and I was a part of the artist program. So the program was divided into three categories: the artist, the business, and the tech program. And it was like all hands-on and like zero textbooks, and it was just like playing music for 12 hours a day. Wow. And rehearsing and writing music. And I have never had more fun in my life.
I'm sure.
It was incredible. Like, I loved it. And each week, kind of my artist professor guy would give us an assignment.
Sure. Specific song.
Specific. And he would give us, like, writing prompts and stuff.
Yep.
Depending on kind of how he wanted to stretch us. And kind of my story previously has been, like, folk music and kind of worship and stuff, but I also wanted to like kind of push it with pop because I love pop music too. I dig it. And I listen to so much pop music.
Welcome
and
to my world.
Yeah. So actually the writing prompt was write something for TV, something that's like kind of inspirational, kind of a feel good, kind of perseverance song. And this is what I came up with for week 10. I think it was week 9 or 10. So I kind of submitted that, and then had some tweaks in Nashville. And we actually, so the show that I was going to play the song, so every week we'd play a show, every Thursday.
Write
a song on Sunday, submit it, have like a couple days to practice, rehearse, perform that song on Thursday. It was just wild. And before we played that song on Thursday, like week 10, professor sat us down, all 30 of us, all the artists, all the business people, all the tech people in a circle. And he said, I know we made fun of the COVID thing a couple weeks back, kind of made light of it or whatever, but it's shutting down our program and you're leaving in 2 days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like, yeah, like that's 2 hours before the show. So like everyone's like,
Are
we playing the show? Like, and like a week before this, like the tornado came through Nashville.
Oh,
so
we
feel like the world's going to end.
Right. Like, it's apocalyptic.
Like, I was like, this is crazy, you know? But 2 hours before the show, they switch my song to be the last song in the set. So like all 15 artists play and I'm like the last one. And like, it's this crazy moment where all the artists, all the business people, they get on stage and we sing the last chorus together.
So you taught it to them?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that?
It was crazy. So they heard the song, all the people in the program came up and we all sang the song, and then we left in 2 days.
Wow, that was the last one before it all?
That was the last one, because like it was just wild. Like,
what a gift.
Because we were just like, what's gonna happen to us? Like, all this art that we've made, like, we can't share it anymore. Like
devastating.
It's just devastating. You know, as someone that like loves to like perform and play music, and it's just been hard, but
yeah. So then so then that hits, you're trying to figure it out. I mean, what'd you do? Because you went home and obviously you're in the young age group. So like, what do we do? Nothing?
Oh man. It hit me by surprise. My dad and my brother came down and we road tripped back and moved in with my parents. And
that's humility.
Yeah, it's very, very much so. But I love them to death, but I was completely surprised. I didn't have anything lined up because it was like we were going to go on tour in Nashville too. So
We
had a whole chunk that we didn't get to do.
All those dreams
pretty much. And I honestly didn't talk to anybody for weeks, and I was pretty angry, and I just kind of pulled myself up in the basement. I just didn't want talking to anybody. I just like, I wasn't myself, and I just, that was really hard. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where my life was even headed, because I was having all this like all these incredible experiences in Nashville. And I was like,
your dream's coming true.
My dream's coming true. Like, I'm actually like performing and playing with people that are very good, like really good.
Very good.
Very good.
I like
the freaking, oh my goodness. Like, the bass player I played with is just stupid. Like, he's
is a good term.
Oh yeah. He's a crazy man. But anyway, like, that was so fun for me.
And then bam,
it's gone. So I'm just like, I don't know what to do. And then, I mean, that's kind of the end of my,
yeah,
my Nashville experience, but I could talk about a lot more, but
right. So anyways, devastation. Yeah. Welcome to 2020. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're
pretty much.
I mean, obviously I was going to have the greatest DJ year of my life.
Oh yeah.
That got kind of pushed off. Hopefully here, 2021 is going to be a good year. Yeah. I have a ton of weddings scheduled for April and beyond.
Yeah.
But we love music. That's why we're in this room together.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I centered this to be an audio first podcast. The experience of playing a real record. So
what you
heard coming in was from Tame Impala, The Slow Rush.
Yeah.
A phenomenal record from 2020. My favorite. Yeah. Well, it's tied. I don't actually have the vinyl yet, but I'm getting it. My friend Pigeon John,
okay,
who's a rapper that I used to do concerts and events with, and he was like the best open act you could ever see.
Oh, man.
He put out a pop record, Good Feeling, in 2020 that is absolutely second to none. But this one, Lost in Yesterday, as we were jamming before we started recording, was great. So anyways, but playing the records right here in this little studio, Spark Studio Session 1, what we want to talk about is, I don't want to just do my thing.
Yeah.
I want this to be a shared experience.
For sure.
So Ryan has a favorite record. So I told him, hey, you know, tell me about if you had to bring a record that was, it's hitting you right now.
Yeah.
Maybe healing you or getting you through COVID.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Oh my goodness. Okay. There's so much to say. So before I left for Nashville, I was kind of crushing on this girl.
Crushing.
And we kind of swapped music back and forth, and to make a long story short, we're now been dating for like almost 9 months, and she's amazing, and I love her.
Wow!
But like, this record kind of brought us together. This
love
now
it.
Not yet record, and there's specifically a song on the end of the record called Creature.
Okay.
And the whole concept of this record is, right now, all we can see is this. All we can see is what we have on earth, but one day those that believe in Jesus, we're going to be in heaven one day, and it's going to be this incredible experience. We have this already not yet thing of like, wow, this sucks, but we know how it ends. we know how, like, that Jesus is king, and we get to be with him forever one day, and everything's going to be made right. And that's why this record has made such an impact on my life. And Creature, because I didn't know these guys were believers until the very end.
Wow.
Because, like, they just made good stuff. Like, they're just like...
That's what you are. You're like that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the same heart. And if you make good art, it doesn't matter. Like, it
doesn't matter.
Put it out there. And then, you know, if people trip on the ethos of where they're coming from, that's awesome.
Yeah. So the Creature was the last song, and we kind of bonded over that. And it's just an incredible record. So.
Without further ado, this is, again, Half Alive is the
half
group.
Alive, yep.
The track is called
Creature.
Yeah.
So good.
Hit it up, my brother.
Inside of me and see that I am not afraid to walk inside the void like a kid inside a cave, discovering the patterns of my soul and where it's placed. I've been mapping many caverns, but it still feels like a maze. I know I'm made of clay, that's why. Blinded by imperfect form, that I will trust the artist molding me. my heart and find a perilous ravine. Carved within the beauty, the darkness in between. Standing in the balance of complete and incomplete, I identify the echo of what is and what will be.
Half Alive, Creature.
Crazy.